Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And I get asked this question all the time by people. Well, when do you think the narcissist will come back? I hear narcissists always come back, all right? It really depends on the narcissist you're dealing with and what their situation is, okay? Some narcissists have money, some narcissists are broke. So what are the reasons that a narcissist would come back to you? Because it's generally not for love. A narcissist can't love anybody because they don't know what love is. They don't know how to sacrifice and how to build with someone to create love. Love is something that's created. It's a verb. So why would a narcissist come back? Well, there's a couple of reasons. A narcissist may come back because they're broke and they need you. A narcissist may come back because they need a place to stay. Maybe wherever they're at, they have to get out. And now all of a sudden, they're going to start love bombing you because they need a place to stay or they need a home or something like that. A narcissist may come back when they're getting old and they don't have the resources that they were able to get when they were younger. They don't have the options that they were able to get. It's like this, you guys. The more options a narcissist has, the more independent they are, and the less likely they'll be looking to come back to you, okay? So they're going to go to the path of least resistance when it comes to coming back to somebody. Who's going to be easy to deal with and who has the most to offer them? Because even if you have something great to offer the narcissist, maybe they're after your home, maybe you have money, or something financial or something like that, that narcissist has to be able to feel like they can get it from you and be able to manipulate you. You know, this is where the great debate is, because a lot of people sit there and say, well, narcissists always target people that are better than them because they want to be like them or something like that. Yes, a narcissist is always going to try to target what's a good supply, but they also know that they have to be able to get to that supply. In other words, how strong are your boundaries? You may have a great supply that the narcissist wants, but if you're the type of person that's not going to be easily manipulated and they know they can't get anything from you, they may not try to come back, okay? And this is the rare instance where you have narcissists that don't always come back. Sometimes a narcissist won't come back. Most of the time they will. At some point, they'll come back. It could be a couple weeks. It could be a couple months. It could be years. There's narcissists that will try you 10 years, 20 years down the line, okay? And usually it's because they're at a very low point in their life when they're ready to come back and try you again, okay? They'll, you know, it may be 10, 20 years down the line, and maybe things aren't going great for them. And maybe they're real desperate and they go through their old book of contacts and they say, well, you know, let me hit you up and see if you would entertain them. How do you entertain them? By responding to them, by texting them back, by showing them any kind of attention. This is what you should never do with a narcissist. Because we know narcissists don't change. 99.9% they don't change because they don't see a problem in their behavior. So if they don't see a problem in their behavior, how could they change? They can't, all right? They justify it, they flip it around, and in their minds, they make you the problem. They blame you, okay? It's always got to be somebody else's fault. So even though they're coming back, it could be years down the line, guess what? You still got the same narcissist you had 10 years before, okay? So don't think, oh, you know, they're older now. You know, maybe they want to settle down or maybe they've changed. No, okay? I coached a woman, you know, she was dealing with a man in his 60s and he was still out there playing the field. So no, it has nothing to do with age as far as, oh, they're older now, they want to settle down or something like that. It has to do with their character, what they're into, what they want, how much validation they need. And we know that narcissists need plenty of validation. They need to feel like they're important. That's the narcissist's goal, to feel like they're important. They're something. That's why a lot of them brag about who they know or where they've been or something like that. They're looking to impress people so that people say, oh, wow, you're something. You know, you took a picture with this famous, you know, baseball player or something like that. Oh, you must be important if they took a picture with you, all right? But the bottom line is this, you guys. A narcissist, when they come back, you've got to say to yourself, they're coming back because they're not doing so good, okay? That's why they're coming back. Or you have something that they really, really want, okay? They've been out. Now, the other thing you got to keep in mind, too, is, you know, when a narcissist has been gone a while, all right, and they've run their course with everybody else, maybe they've had sex with 1,000 other people, you know, they've had other relationships with a bunch of other people, why would you want to take anybody like that back, okay? If somebody really cares about you, they will never take the chance of losing you, okay? They will never take the chance of losing you and walk away from you. So if they walked away from you, they felt that you weren't that great, okay? Or that they could do better. So now they go out and they try other people and they may be happy for a little while with the new supply, but guess what? Now they're bored of the new supply. Or maybe now the new supply sees that the narcissist is toxic and they're having problems and they're, you know, on the rocks. And guess what? Here comes the narcissist hitting up your phone. Because when a narcissist is in a relationship with somebody else and things are starting to break down or whatever, before the relationship even ends, that narcissist is going to be reaching out to other supply, other people. And that means their exes. They always fall back on their exes because, number one, they know who you are. They know what makes you tick. And it's easier than starting with somebody new that you got to put the work in to see what they're about and, you know, love bomb them and everything like that. This narcissist, your ex-narcissist that comes back, they already know you and they already know what makes you melt. They know what you want to hear. And that's exactly what they do when they come back. They hit you with that next round of love bombing. They'll say, I really missed you. Oh, I heard a song in the car the other day. It reminded me of you. Or I remember when we went camping, you know, how much we laughed. They're going to say something that's going to touch your soul and make you weak, okay? And you're going to sit there and you're going to second guess yourself and say, maybe they really did care. And, you know, it took them time to go out there and realize that I'm the one for them. No, no, no. Okay? Listen to me and listen to me good. If they really cared about you, they would have never taken a chance of losing you. Okay? Remember that. That is so true. All right? So the only reason that they're coming back is because they're not doing well. And another reason sometimes narcissists come back too later on or whatever, they're looking for a caregiver. They want somebody there. They want somebody to take care of them. Maybe they're having health issues and they know they can't be on their own and they know that you have a good heart. So now they're going to hit you up and hope that you'll be there for you. that you'll be there for them, rather, or that you'll help them out. You'll take them, you know, out to a doctor's appointment or something like that, or they really, they're desperate, they need somebody, okay? It's not about, this is what you got to understand, you guys. It's not about love. They're not coming back because it was love. If it was love, they would have never been gone for longer than, let's say, 2 weeks to a month, all right? Anybody who walks away from you from a month or more, they don't really care, okay? They can live without you. You're not that important to them. So when they're coming back to you, understand this. If you take them back, they're going to do it again once they get bored with you or once they find somebody else. So what they'll do is they'll come back to you. They may be okay for a little while. And then guess what? They're going to get bored of you, or they're going to find criticism in something about you. There's going to be things about you they don't like because they're very, very critical. Maybe they don't like the way you brush your teeth. Maybe they don't like the way you keep your house. Maybe they don't like having your children around. It's going to get on their nerves, and they're going to be looking when they're with you, okay? They're going to be looking for somebody else to jump to. So this is what narcissists do. They jump from one home to another home to another home to another home, okay? Because they are never satisfied. This is a narcissist's weakness. And I did a reel on this, you guys, and it's so true. A narcissist's weakness is that they can never be happy. They can never be satisfied with who they're with or where they're at, okay? They always want more. A narcissist is greedy. They don't have appreciation for what they have. They're always striving for more, okay? This is why you will never win when you are in a relationship with a narcissist. You will never be enough for that narcissist. Nobody will ever be enough for that narcissist. So this is why a lot of narcissists go from one to the other, to the other, to the other. And when I have people come to me and say, well, you know, there's narcissists that have been married 20 years. Yeah, they could be married 20 years if they're married to somebody who's putting up with their crap and they're doing what they want on the side. Sure, they could be married 20 years. It all depends on who they're dealing with and what they're putting up with, okay? So, you know, every situation is different. You've got to look at that narcissist. Where are they in life? Are they financially sound? You know, do they have a lot of options out there? They're a fairly good-looking person and they have a lot of options out there and everything like that. Are you in a better situation financially than they are? Is that why they're coming back to you? Do they like camping out at your house because they live in a two-by-nothing apartment and they'd rather be at your house hanging out, all right? Ask yourself these questions, all right? Or maybe the person that they were with they were in such a bad relationship, they figure, you know, even you were better than they were, okay? Now they're coming back to you. Now, there's times when a narcissist will not come back. It's very rare, but when a narcissist doesn't come back, it's usually because they know you see right through them. You know exactly what they are, and that's what a narcissist hates. They hate people that are smart, okay? They hate people that know the game, that know that they're gaslighting, that know that they're lying and they're not feeding into their word salad. They're not sitting there yelling and screaming back and forth with the narcissist. Do you know why they're not doing that? Because they know it's futile to argue with a fool, okay? They disengage and walk away from it. So when a narcissist feels like you really got their number and there's absolutely nothing they can say or do, you know, to fool you, that's when a narcissist won't come back, or you have nothing that narcissist wants, okay? They feel like they can get it somewhere else, so they don't need you, okay? They're fairly independent, so they don't need to come back to you, all right? In some cases, down the road, when they get older and they don't have, you know, all that supply that they used to have when they were younger, then in a rare case, they may try you, but not if they feel that they can't fool you or manipulate you, because you know exactly what they are. That's when a narcissist will totally like not bother, okay? They're not going to waste their time if they feel they're not going to get anywhere with you, okay? Especially if it ended off really, really bad, all right? You know, the other thing too is narcissists don't want to bow down to anybody. They want people to chase after them. So if a narcissist comes back, you know they're desperate, all right? They're desperate and they're not doing good, all right? So remember that. You know, either they're afraid they're not going to have somebody, so now they fall back on you. You're the old shoe they come back to hit up and see, just to know that they got somebody. The other thing too is sometimes a narcissist, you know, will come back because they don't want to be alone. They may be in between supply. Maybe their last relationship ended off abruptly and now they're in between supply and they don't want to be sitting at home with nobody to be able to contact. There's no validation there. So they may just call you up just to have that ego trip to know that you're on the phone with them talking to them. You're feeding their ego. They feel important. You're giving your time to this narcissist that you were broken up with because of their toxic behavior. Don't be a sucker, all right? Your ex is your ex for a reason. Let it go. Let it go, okay? They didn't make this miraculous change. If they were so great, you would still be with them. This is what you got to plant in your mind. If they were so great, I would still be with them and they wouldn't have been gone all this time, okay? If they really cared, they would have not walked away. They would have compromised themselves to try to work it out with me. But see, they didn't want to compromise. They didn't want to compromise because they had other options. So when a narcissist comes back, the bottom line is their availability of options is low. When a narcissist doesn't come back, it's because they got something else going on, or they know that you are a dead wall there that they can't get through to manipulate. Those are the reasons that a narcissist would come back, okay? They're users. Remember this. They're users, they're opportunists, and you've got to say to yourself, you know, what is it? You always got to, you know, be focused, you guys. You always got to say to yourself, what is it that this person wants from me? What do I have? Okay, I have a house. They don't have a house. Okay, I have money in the bank. They don't have money in the bank. All right. Okay. You know, they're getting older and they're having a hard time of getting more supply. So now they feel like I'm their best option. All right. This is how you've got to look at it. This is why this narcissist is trying you again. They rotate their supply. They go in a circle. But even if you were to let that narcissist back in your life, which is a huge mistake, you are wasting your time and the abuse is going to be twice as bad because now you're a sucker that took him back and looks desperate. Remember this. They're going to still be looking for supply even if they come back to you, okay? They're not going to come back and be like, oh, we ride off into the sunset where, you know, we're in love. No. Remember, a narcissist is never satisfied. They always get bored. They want something shiny and new, that new toy. And you're going to get old and boring to a narcissist. I'm sorry to tell you guys, but you got to hear it. I'm trying to save your lives from wasting your time with these unappreciative people that expect everything, okay? Walk away from it. You know, your first loss is your best loss. You don't want to waste years of your life and wake up one day and say, why did I waste all these years of my life with this toxic person, okay? Once you see toxic, boom, disengage and get away from it and know that it's not going to change. This is who they are. I have to accept them for who they are. They're never going to make me happy because it's got to be their way. And, you know, they're going to be very abusive, critical, judgmental, liars, and everything like that. Let me just walk away and get away from this mess. All right. And that's how you got to be. You've got to just shut that door And somebody else brought up this point and they said, well, what happens if they, you know, they hit you up from other, you know, emails, profile, you block, 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 block. You keep blocking them. All right. They'll get the message eventually. Keep blocking them and let them know, you know what? Your word means something. When you broke up with that narcissist, your word meant something. Okay. And move on with your life and start networking and meeting other people that aren't this toxic. I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day, you guys. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.